All right, so I want to turn back to that Genesis reading for Genesis chapter 1. You can turn back to that in the bulletin there, or if you have your Bible with you, you can turn to it. We're going to look at just the first five verses here for our time this morning. I kind of struggled as I prepared this text today with... It's Trinity Sunday, and we can only talk about the Trinity so many different ways and so many times, but I think it's, you know, it's important that we talk about the Trinity because that defines who God is. That there's lots of voices out there that say who God is. I just read an article this week about how Google is preparing this artificial intelligence God, they're calling it, actually calling it God. We have Alexa, we have Siri. Oftentimes people look to those tools as the one who knows all things, right? But we know better, don't we? I use those tools as well. But we know that we have a God that is a jealous God. That he wants all of our worship. And why is that? So, to answer that question, we start out right here in Genesis chapter 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was over the face of the deep. That's a mystery right there. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. And God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. Another mystery. And God saw that the light was good, and God separated the light from the darkness. Another mystery. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening and morning the first day. Another mystery. Genesis chapter 1 is really the beginning of our foundation of faith. But notice this description. The narrative of creation isn't from a scientific approach, meaning that creation is not to be replicated or analyzed in that way. But instead, as we said with the Trinity, it is to be professed as a truth, to be affirmed and confessed. Many people that have struggled with their faith want to know the answer to how did God dot, dot, dot? How did God fill in the blank? But when reading Genesis, we see the only eyewitnesses of creation were the Trinity, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. God used Moses as the author of this book of Genesis to record this narrative of creation. And so we have this narrative with us in the Bible of Genesis. And as I said, the heart of Genesis chapter 1 especially is a mystery. And therefore it wasn't given to be explained or even understood, except to be received by faith. You know, I think as at this church body, we are comfortable with mystery. There's some other Christians out there that we want to have an explanation for every single thing. Every single doctrine has to have some kind of explanation. And as Christians, we have to be okay with mystery, with not having an explanation. Because oftentimes, we mess it up. And so, instead of asking, how did dot, 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 we need to ask, why did God create? And speaking of why, there are philosophers that debate as to why evil exists. We fast forward to Genesis chapter 3 and read where sin and death came into the world. And they often ask why a good God could allow bad things to happen. But really, it's not the existence of evil or suffering that needs an explanation. It's the existence of goodness that's really hard to understand apart from believing in a creator. And so why? Why did God create? Well, we can view it in this way. We have to view it in the light of the goodness of God. We see that after everything God created, it was good. It was very good. And so, let's look at this text in the light of the goodness of God. And we see here, throughout, as I said, Genesis chapter 1 to Genesis chapter 3, we see that God, the goodness of God, is in His design of His creation. The second way we see is in His rescue of His creation. And the third thing we see is how He recreates His creation. So I'm going to break those three things down: design, rescue, and recreates. As I said, really it begins with viewing the goodness of God by His design. There's plenty of voices out there that attempt to explain how God created the world. Whether He did it in six literal days or whether He did it in six ages of time. There's voices out there that explain away the truth of creation, replacing it with evolution. Some pastors disregard the creation narrative altogether, and they say it should be understood as a metaphor or an analogy. But the truth of God's creation can only be discovered by letting God speak. God's word is alive, it's active, it's working around us. We see after creating each day, God looked, as I said, at all that He had made, declared it to be good. This word good in the Hebrew means that God was pleased with the creation. Yet things don't always appear to be good after Genesis chapter 3 as we continue to live in God's creation. Which brings us to the second way that we can view the goodness of God in His rescue. This creed that we profess this morning, we again see God the Father loves His creation. And especially on day six, His created people. In that He shows His love for us. That while we were sinners, Christ died for us. He is our rescue. Jesus comes into the world as one of us, enduring all of the hardships that we face and so much more, to the ultimate of being forsaken by God the Father Himself for us. He delivers us from the world. And in doing so, He not only rescues His creation, but also recreates it, including you and me. Which brings us to this third way to view the goodness of God in His creation as He recreates. In verse 2, I read, "In the beginning, the Spirit of God hovered over the face of the waters." God is still hovering over us today in the waters of our baptism. The Holy Spirit comes to recreate us when we are helpless to recreate ourselves. The Apostle Paul encourages Christians in Rome, and each one of us, much the same way he did with these words in Romans chapter 6, verse 4. "For we were buried therefore with Him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life." Even though we still face sin and the wages of it every day, we know that our lives have been recreated in our baptism to give us hope, to give us meaning, to give us purpose. And in closing, that you would know today that you were created out of God's goodness by His design and rescued for eternity and recreated new for each day that He gives you breath in Christ Jesus. Amen and amen.